is your land. This land is my land. From Mona Vista to the Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake Water.
Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Basil Carmelli, and my co-host here, dressed in a sweater.
Yeah.
Dave
well,
Popwich, how are you doing, my friend?
It's getting warmer. It's getting warmer, but I'm still cold from the last month, buddy.
Well, because you're bones and you're old.
I'm old and crickety, and that's right.
It happens with that.
Look into your future. You know the routine.
Every year you tell me that, and every year you're right. My knees are hurting, and I'm thinking about you. Coming out of bed, my knee was hurting, and I'm like, Popwich.
Yeah, you got a sleeping injury. Get used to it.
I never knew you could get a sleeping injury.
Oh, you can get sleeping
injuries. You introduced
injuries.
Me to that.
All right. We'll do a show on sleeping injuries one day, but that's not today.
Do you know what else is in the pain of the sides of all Canadians?
I do.
Overpaying taxes.
Uh-huh.
And especially when you transition to retirement, paying too much tax is a big problem. And so we're going to have our tax expert, yep. Jamie Golombek, will be on the show talking about ways to save your tax bill. In retirement.
Yeah, and I want people to tune in for this because I don't think most people understand how many different types of income, cash flow sources you have in retirement. And there's a ton of confusion around, how different things are taxed.
Yep.
Right? So this is not insignificant. It's not a sort of a cursory issue to be thought about. Most people just don't understand how that works. Now, we've also on the show today is going to be a really interesting show for sure. Maybe fun for some, but we've got a little sort of homegrown political problem that's been brewing here. That we want to talk a little bit about around SNC-Lavalin, some drama around this.
I never knew three letters that you could say in downtown Calgary could really get a lot of people upset, and that's SNC, and they all start getting upset about this stuff. So, we need to talk about it. We need to address what the concerns are. What are some of the thoughts behind that?
And we also want to find out, because we did have some comments, which I'll refer to later, from the CEO of the Bank of Nova Scotia in Calgary this past week. Dealing with pipeline and gas, oil and gas infrastructure, and that this isn't just an Alberta problem, this is a Canadian problem. I want to find out a little bit about whether or not the rest of Canada maybe understands, or to what degree they understand that this is a national issue, not just an Alberta issue.
Yes, and although this is being mainly broadcasted in Alberta, we're going to take this clip and we're going to send it to everybody. I'm going to blast this.
Uh-huh.
This interview specifically all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
I will pay to push this out. I think it's an important matter on these two issues, SNC and pipeline. So, of course, we got to get some experts, some viewpoints on how this is all impacting Canadians.
Well, we're really fortunate to have for the next couple of segments on the show, the Honorable Michelle Rempel, PC, MP Calgary, Nose Hill. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. I'm interested what it's like in Ottawa these days. We've got a little bit of drama happening with around the SNC issue and what pressure, if any, was applied and was it inappropriate. Maybe you can give us a sense of what it's like in Ottawa right now.
I think it's important to contextualize the level of national issues that we're facing while this scandal is unfolding. So, mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I'm concerned about Bill C-69. This is a bill that has been referred to as the No More Pipelines Bill. That's going through various stages of reading. We're trying to stop that bill. You've got the issue of tariffs with the United States that are unresolved, the issue of Canadians being detained in China, NAFTA, the second version of NAFTA, whether or not it's going to be ratified in the U.S., serious economic decline data that has come mm-hmm. forward, unemployment in Calgary. So there's all these fires that are burning. And what are we focused on in Ottawa? This major scandal that the Prime Minister has found himself in related to allegations of obstruction of justice. So, for me, what's happening in Ottawa, we've got some really serious issues facing the country, and it kind of feels like the ship is adrift. And, we're now at the point, I can't recall a situation like this sort of in recent history where we've got the leader of the opposition basically calling for the resignation of the prime minister and, media headlines almost saying the same thing. So it's very serious. We might sort of joke about it a little bit, but it's really not a joke. It's quite serious, and we need to solve it for the sake of the country.
What do you think is the going to come out of this? Because I don't think the prime minister is going to step down. I don't think we're going to have that kind of an effect happening in Canada. So let's go through what you feel is the most highly probable outcome from this.
Well, we have called, the Conservative Party has called, as well as the New Democratic Party, for, I believe, an RCMP investigation as well as a public inquiry. This is important, I feel, because what's being alleged here has long-term implications for the independence of Canada's judiciary. The reason why the Public Prosecutor's Office was established by Stephen Harper in 2006, it was in the wake of the scandals that had sort of plagued the previous Liberal governments. There should be no political interference in the judicial system, and that's why that arm's length mechanism was set up. What you've got happening here right now is essentially allegations that the Prime Minister was trying to work around that and interfere. And so that we need to get to the bottom of that from the RCMP perspective. It can't just be, as we've seen over the last several weeks, you know, he said, she said, Justin Trudeau, Jody Wilson-Raybould, no, none of her evidence has been refuted yet. The Liberal majority on the Justice Committee has voted against having Jody Wilson-Raybould back to the committee after Gerald Butts, the principal secretary to Justin Trudeau, testified. It's clearly more diligence needs to be done. I think the Prime Minister's press conference that happened this week, it really did not help the situation. Mm-hmm. And this needs to be addressed by the RCMP. We've been trying to recall Parliament. We made that call early this week. We're on a 2-week recess, which couldn't have happened more conveniently for the Liberals, because this needs to be addressed in Parliament as well. So, you know, that's kind of where we're pushing things to go. Unfortunately, you know, the Prime Minister, this is a lot of his calls. I think a lot of people had hoped that he would, you know, certainly remove the head of the public service, Michael Warnock, agree to an RCMP investigation, and even agree to the recall of Parliament to address some of these concerns. But we haven't seen that, so more pressure needs to be applied.
Well, I think you've properly characterized this as both an important issue, but it's a bit of a sideline issue when we consider, from a bigger perspective, a national perspective, the country's competitiveness, the slowdown in the economic data, you know, and the other issues that you've talked about. So there's a number of things that are going on right now. We'll watch with interest to see how this obviously plays out, this particular issue. But maybe prioritize for us, in your mind, the, you know, the bigger issues that we should be addressing from a national level about some of the problems we face in this country.
Well, you know, I've seen the job numbers this week out of Calgary. I think Calgary now has the highest rate of unemployment in the country. That is stunning and remarkable. And there's really no reason for that outside of the uncertainty that's been put in place in terms of the investment climate for Canada's energy sector. Canada's energy sector should be the most competitive jurisdiction in the world. We, you know, ostensibly live in a free country that should be free from political interference or strife. It should be a safe and secure and stable place to do business. But, you know, the government's inability to take political leadership on building energy infrastructure, as well as some of the uncertainty that they've added to the investment climate through Bill C-69, C-42. These are, again, those bills that really make the regulatory environment for investment in the energy sector very muddy. That needs to be addressed. I mean, and it's not just affecting Alberta. This is not a regional issue. This affects the national GDP. It affects government revenues. It affects multiple industry sectors across the country. And to me, that is, as a Calgary MP, that, like, and it's low-hanging fruit. Then I think, you know, you used the term competitiveness. This is something that is very concerning writ large to every industry in the country, any worker. The fact that the United States is eating our lunch when it comes to regulatory reform and taxation reform, it's becoming a much more, comparatively speaking, attractive jurisdiction for investment, and that is not good. We're seeing labor move to the U.S., capital certainly invest there as opposed to Canada. And then also affordability. You know, in the opening to this segment, you talked about taxation burden. We've seen taxation burden increase across the board in Canada. Certainly, you know, the carbon tax, some of the small business tax changes that came into play, CPP and EI premium changes. These are all happening while the economy is slowing down. We're not seeing a lot of growth. And government revenue is decreasing because of what's happening in the energy sector. So, you know, energy sector, competitiveness, affordability, these are all issues that need to be addressed. I could talk about a million other things, you know, in terms of foreign affairs, but in terms of domestic policy, that is, those are issues that are just not on the radar for the Trudeau government right now, and that needs to be rectified.
Okay, so we have to go to a break, Michelle. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about pipelines again. I want to get more detail about that. And I also want to chat with you about why are we not diversifying here in Alberta? I know it's part of it's a provincial issue, but I want to know what the federal government, I have some opinions on that. I want to share it with you, get some responses on that.
Sure.
But we'll come back after the break on that. Now, we are also hosting a seminar, Dave, on Tuesday, March 26th at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. We're going to talk about how these types of economic issues will impact people's retirement in the future.
Right.
So you need to reserve your seats. Our 7 p.m. session is full. We've opened up an 8:30 session, so you can give us a call at 966-8400 to register. That's 966-8400, or go online to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, join us after the break, and we'll continue the conversation with the Honorable Michelle Rempel, specifically around pipelines and some strategies that we can implement. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.